This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. When you start getting a little nervous about cooking a big holiday meal, as many of us are on this day before Thanksgiving, there's one legendary voice that can put any home cook at ease.
Welcome to the French Chef. I'm Julia Child.
She would have been 100 this year, and in her honor, we're celebrating a Julia Child Thanksgiving. It was on her show, The French Chef, that she proved there's nothing to fear in the kitchen.
Julia Child was never intimidated, and I think her success was based upon making people comfortable with cooking because they were comfortable with her.
That's Chris Kimball, host of the show America's Test Kitchen, who joins us every year on Thanksgiving. He was both a fan and a friend of Julia Child.
We thought it would be great to go back to Mastering the Art of French Cooking and The Way to Cook in some of her books and put together a Julia Child Thanksgiving menu.
Roast turkey, mashed potatoes, Brussels sprouts in butter, this is Julia Child, and a dessert.
If you've never roasted a turkey before, looking at this great big animal, you'd say, gosh, what am I going to do with that? But actually, it's very easy to roast a turkey.
Easy with a little practice and maybe a glass of wine. That's because Julia's recipe involves disassembling the bird. Basically, you remove the backbone from the breast, then lay the breast across the top of a mound of stuffing. The thigh and drumsticks go in the oven separately.
The reason you want to separate this is the dark meat and the white meat do not cook the same way.
Traditionally, what happens is the white meat gets overcooked by the time the dark meat is cooked. And those little pop-up timers go off just at the point where the breast meat's inedible.
About the time Julia Child came up with this, this would have been a time when it was sacred to put on the table this glorious turkey, set it down, and then
Julia had an answer to that. You reassemble the turkey.
Like Frankenstein.
Like Frankenturkey, and she put the legs back, and so it looks like a whole turkey.
What, did she clip it all together?
Yeah, I mean, she just has the legs on the side sort of where they would be.
I see. You lean a couple of legs against it.
And you have the Rockwell moment.
Why don't we put the breast into the oven, get it going. This will give us enough time while this is cooking to dash off to the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History and get a look at Julia's actual kitchen.
Yeah, I can't wait. I haven't seen it yet. I've been in the kitchen, but I haven't seen it at the Smithsonian.
It was a decade ago that Julia Child donated the kitchen in her Cambridge, Massachusetts home to the Smithsonian Institution. They reassembled it, cupboards, cutlery, stove, here in Washington, D.C., right down to the canary yellow plastic tablecloth.
And Chris, you have actually cooked in this kitchen when it was still in Julia's home.
It's very strange seeing it moved all the way down to Washington and Museum. It makes me feel very old. So, I mean, when I first walked into it, I have to say, back in the early 80s, the thing that struck me was it didn't look like a professional chef kitchen. Pegboard with magic marker around it so you know where to put the pot back. Stuff just piled on the Garland stove. Nothing fancy.
Paula Johnson was one of the curators who put together the Julia Child exhibition. Standing outside the kitchen, Johnson points to what looks like a gigantic garlic press hanging on the wall. It's a German potato ricer for making old-fashioned mashed potatoes.
It's one of the tools that she brought back from their time abroad. And she said that wherever she went, she looked for kitchen tools, for gadgets, for, you know, what people were using.
You know, it's too bad I couldn't have gotten that away from her before you brought it down here, because I would have liked to have it.
Yeah, no, it was one of her favorites, and now it's become one of our favorites. So sorry, Chris.
Better here than in my kitchen.
Well, Chris, I think we should get back to our turkey.
Well, it's starting to smell like Julia's kitchen, right?
Exactly.
There's some sizzle. There's nice browning going on. And it still has some time enough to make a couple side dishes.
When you're looking for a vegetable with lots of personality to stand up against an aggressive meat like wild boar, turkey, pork, or something, consider the Brussels sprout.
If you were going to cook Brussels sprouts, and if you were Julia Child, the first thing you would think of is butter, and the second thing you would think of is braising.
To braise the sprouts, place them in a pot with some salted water and boil them for about 6 minutes, just enough to soften them up.
And then we also take a little bit off the root end And what you want to do is to do that.
It opens it up.
Yeah, opens it up, and these are going to sit stem side down in the skillet in butter.
Now you've got, now it's down. The bottom side is, by having been pierced like that, it's open.
It's open.
You can figure this one out almost. It means that it's open to the heat.
It's
and the butter.
And it's open to the butter.
You know what's great about this? You might think when you pick up a Julia Child recipe that it's going to be very complicated. And in fact, sometimes there's a lot of steps. But it's basically very simple.
Her recipe style was very conversational. So when you read a Julia Child recipe, it's like a friend talking to you. And Julia said, don't be afraid. Just go do it. If things go wrong, just keep going.
When you flip anything, you just have to have the courage of your convictions, particularly if it's sort of a loose mass like this. Well, that didn't go very well. See, when I flipped it, I didn't have the courage to do it the way I should have. But you can always pick it up, and if you're alone in the kitchen, who is going to see?
Well, this next dish requires a little courage. Garlic mashed potatoes. It calls for 2 full heads of garlic. Yes, not 2 cloves, 2 heads.
In the prologue to the recipe says that this looks like a horrifying amount of garlic. And guess what? It has a nice garlic flavor, but, you know, people will still talk to you the next day. You know? So what happens is she takes the sting out of the garlic by pre-cooking them and then braising them in butter. And then she makes a white sauce, a bechamel, out of that and folds that into the potatoes. And you can definitely smell some garlic in here.
Yes, but it's not overpowering.
No, it's not overpowering.
At all. Spilled a little there, Chris.
What?
Well,
Julia
just
said,
keep on going.
Because I spilled it.
Tonight, I'm going to have a perfectly beautiful, glittering, fresh apple tart for dessert.
There's lots of tarte aux pommes, apple tarts. This is the one from Mastering the Art of French Cooking. You make an applesauce, about 4 pounds of apples. You cook them down for about 20 minutes. You add some apricot preserves, and you put that into the pre-baked shell, cover the top in a circle of apples, throw it in a standard 375 oven for about 40, 45 minutes, and you have what I think is even better than apple. Because you have the applesauce is concentrated flavor, and then you have the fresh apples on top, so it's a nice combination.
I'm going to ask something that it's probably heresy. Could you use applesauce that somebody else made? Jazz it up with a little butter and...
No. We could have asked Julia that question. I think she would have said no.
Chris, I think we've reached the moment where the turkey is ready.
I think it is.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's nicely browned. It smells great.
And
some sizzle on the foil there from the stuffing.
Careful. Don't want to drop it.
Renee's nervous now. You're backing up. Why? I'm just going to let this sit to cool down and let the juices reabsorb. So we have plenty of time to finish up the rest of the meal, set the table, open the wine.
And Chris, let's let Julia have the last word.
This is Julia Child. Bon appétit.
And in honor of the 100th anniversary of her birth, that's our Julia Child Thanksgiving. Chris Kimball is host of America's Test Kitchen, and you can find recipes and behind-the-scenes photos at NPR's food blog, The Salt.